This is Pierre Bouvier, lead singer of the band Simple Plan. I could sing a song for you, Wine 30, with Andrew and Lindsay. Here we go. Andrew and Lindsay hosting Wine 30. Andrew and Lindsay. Through all the best and many more years to come tonight. I'm just a kid. Many more years to come. Peace.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Wine 30. Today, we are drinking a Jacques Dumont Sauvignon Blanc. This is a 2021 from France.
Yeah.
Loire Valley. So
I remember reading it, that it was from France.
Yeah, this was one of those things where I was at the store today and I was like, oh, I want to pick something that's not a red because we've been doing so much red on the podcast. And I was like, yeah, we'll grab a Sauvignon Blanc. Much better than the last Sauvignon Blanc we tried.
Mm-hmm.
Very refreshing. Nice springtime wine.
I'm ready for all the white wines, honestly. Rosés. I miss all that stuff.
And I'm like, this year we'll be taking our baby out wine tasting.
Will we?
I mean, they have like those really cool spots that are like family friendly where you can like sit around like fire pits and stuff and have a glass of wine and like let him play.
Yeah, that'll be really nice.
He's getting a little bit more independent when it comes to playtime and all that. Obviously, you can't just completely ignore him at the park, but he's definitely learning to play with kids a little bit better in park time. So
yeah,
it's pretty fun.
I know, watching kids grow is really fun. I didn't realize how much you miss sleeping in.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, this time last year, there were days we could sleep until 10 a.m. I'm like, this year, we're lucky to sleep until 7 a.m.
Yeah, I feel like if, and I also, I don't know, I feel like I go to the gym a lot more.
Well, just recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I need just an hour of time to relax.
Otherwise, you legit are with your kid all the time, unless you're working, you know? Like, you go for exercise, you got to take the kid.
I mean, I started going to a cycling gym and they have childcare. So it's cool because I can like bring him and be like, okay, play for 45 minutes. And then when I come out, we'll be ready to go. And it's like, it's nice to know that he's just in the other room. And I feel like I never really think about him while I'm exercising.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, okay, cool. I had 45 minutes to just concentrate on what I'm doing and then come out. And then all attention's on you again.
Yeah, they're competent, okay, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's like knowing that they're legit just on the other side of the wall. So if for some reason they needed me, I'm right there.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So how do you feel about this wine?
I really like it. It's a little bit tart. We have it on ice. So I like my Sauvignon Blancs really iced. The only thing that would make the wine better is if the sun was out. But I'm not talking like hot, just like if the sun was out. It's overcast right now.
I know. I want to be sitting like outside in like a winery, but with like 73 degrees and sunny.
That'd be nice.
Like just a nice springtime day. Yeah, I'm excited for spring. Spring's one of my favorite seasons.
Yeah, me too.
Pro spring, pro fall.
Yeah.
Yes.
So have you been playing anything new?
I have been. I downloaded some new apps, one of which is called Snack Bar, and it's pretty much exactly like Animal Restaurant that I already play, but I don't know. I just started it anyway. I think those games are really fun where you're like a cat or whatever, and you have a restaurant and you have to like level up your restaurant or your snack bar or whatever. So I've been playing that. And then while I was playing that, it advertised this game called Hexasort to me, where you like organized colored hexagons in a puzzle, and I've been playing that game as well because I was like, that looks fun, and I got sucked into that. So evidently their advertising works.
Yeah, I've been playing a new game called Block City.
Oh yeah,
where I stack blocks for our baby and then he goes and destroys them
immediately.
I think that happens with most babies, but
he's like, blocks, perfect. time to knock him over.
Yeah.
He just started playing with, like, he's had, like, these, like, cars and tractors and stuff. And just in the last couple days, he started actually, like, pushing them around on their wheels instead of just flinging them around in his hand. And I think that's really fun that he's, like, learned to, like, he's starting to play pretend, I think is what I've noticed. Like, with his toys, like, he's creating, like, characters and stuff for things. And I'm like, that's really cool. I'm glad to see, like, that progression. Okay, so what I've been watching, we watched this Korean show on Netflix called Ready, Set, Love. I really enjoyed it. It's a, like, based on, like, a fake reality show in a world where there's only, like, 340 men in the entire world. So, you, like, to marry them off, they do a reality show, which is obviously fixed. And
yeah, and they call it, like, The Farm. And it's, like, this, it's kind of, it's a good take on that really popular theme in shows where it's like, oh, like, you have to repopulate the world type of attitude. I think it's better. They did a really good job because it's like,
they brought in a lot of comedy to it.
Yeah. And it appeals to people rather than having, like, what's that other one that I never watched called 100?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, oh, yeah, they fell from sky. There's only 100 people left. I don't know. It just seems really dumb to me.
And they're all teenagers or something, right? Like, there was some weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did a really good job. And they put in some, like, big plot twists in the last episode so that they could easily continue on another season. Because at first I was like, oh, it's probably just going to be, like, a one season kind of thing. Like, one and done. But then how they left it, I was like, they're bringing this back.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. So I'm kind of excited about that. What I've been reading, I just started reading this book called The Love Interest by Victoria Walters. And it's basically, like, this girl is a writer and she's trying to, like, write, like, a rom-com-y type book, but she's, like, feeling a block when it comes to writing, like, the love interest. And she ends up basing this love interest in her book off of her brother's roommate. And, like, obviously they're going to fall in love with each other and it's going to be some weird thing where he's going to be like, how stalkerish or whatever. So, you know, all those basic tropes, but I'm enjoying it so far. What have you been reading?
So I started and finished this graphic novel called Night Fever. And it's written by the same guys that did Kill or Be Killed, which I really like the art. It's like very retro and like edgy. And so it's written by Ed Brubaker, and its illustration is by Sean Phillips. And these guys do a really good job with their writing. And basically, I read up on it a little bit about where the idea came for this. And they were just saying that it's one of those ideas that they thought about, and then, like, several years passed and they didn't act on it. And then they got an opportunity to create something, and, like, this popped back up. And basically, it's about, if you were able to just pretend, like, say you went to a fancy party, a mass party, and, like, you felt a little bit of adventurous side to yourself, and you lied and you were like, oh, I'm this person. Like, you saw somebody on the list and, like, they're like, oh, here's your mask. And then, like, you just pretended to be that person at the party, and say it's like a rich, lavish party. And it kind of explores, like, how that, you know, can change, like, the risks you take and, like, also change your success at some of the riskier endeavors, like gambling, for instance, or, like, if somebody insults you and you want to, like, go mess with them, like, you're more likely to do that if you're pretending, or if you get mugged and then you want to go. So it's just kind of, like, explores that a little bit. And I like stuff that is relatable like that, because I think we all kind of play make-believe sometimes to bolster our self-esteem.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Have you been listening to anything new?
Currently on my Spotify, it says I'm listening to Less Than Jake.
Oh, cool. Nice. Throwback.
A little throwback.
Speaking of throwbacks, I've been listening to The Veronicas on Spotify, and my reasoning for this is I got an email that's like, The Veronicas are going on tour. for like in the US, because they're like an Australian pop punk duo from like the 2000s. And I clicked on it and they're going to be in San Francisco in like less than a month. And they have like, they're putting out their first album in like 10 years, like at least in the US. They've had stuff in the in Australia and stuff since then, but it's called Gothic Summer is their new album that they're coming out with. And they're going on tour. And then I went down a rabbit hole and have just been listening to a lot of the Veronicas. And I'm like, we should go to San Francisco. And then I'm like, what would I do with my child for the evening? And then that's problematic. And then I talk myself out of going.
Aww.
So we'll see. It's a month away. I could always change my mind. But
do you think Gothic is coming back in? I think so.
I think, yeah, like a reiteration of like what Gothic was when we were... Actually, most trends from when we were in like middle school, high school are coming back around.
Like, look at that show Wednesday. That's like a recreation of what Gothic is.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a lot of people that are like black lipstick, like black ripped jeans with the scene hair, like that whole thing I think is going to come back. I think it's going to be a thing. Okay, so we are going to take a quick break, talk about our sponsor, and we'll be back to talk about this week's Hot Topics. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are, whenever you are. Smoothies, pancakes, and more. You can discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. Plus, no prep, no mess. They make it super easy. You just pop the meal either in your toaster oven, microwave, oven, and in just a few minutes, you are ready to go with no mess in your kitchen. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. Head to factormeals.com/wine3050 and use code wine3050 to get 50% off. That's code wine3050 at factormeals.com/wine3050 to get 50% off.
All right. Thank you for staying with us. Big day or big week for me. It's my birthday week.
Yeah, Andrew's an oldie now.
I'm oldie.
Almost 40.
Yeah.
I mean, not really. You're 37. You still have a few years. You're mid-30s still.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really grateful for everything and everyone. But I have to say, this has been like not the best birthday. I don't know if it's because I have a kid now and like I just don't feel like I have as much freedom to do stuff or...
Where you're like... Oh, normally we could go to like a comedy show and go get drinks and like have it be like a thing or even go get a massage.
I mean, we went to San Francisco and went to a museum. A couple of years ago for a birthday. And that was a blast. You know, like I like doing stuff like that. We did go to a museum.
We did.
For my birthday. And it was really enjoyable, but I did feel like the museum was very kiddie. So it was
for... Well, yeah.
It felt like it was a kid museum. It was a kid museum.
We went to the Museum of Science and Curiosity, and it's obviously very much gauged towards children, whereas I feel like you can go to, like, the museums in San Francisco, like, the big ones, even, like, the natural history museums or, like, the exploratorium, and even though they're gauged at kids, they're still really fun for adults, whereas this one, I feel like there wasn't much for adults at all.
Yeah.
So, that was, like... Cool for to see him like get to touch things and like play with things and like figure things out a little bit, but
I think that's just the norm now. Like Lindsay's birthday was kind of that way where we did stuff, but it was like also something we wanted to be entertaining for the kid as well.
Where it's like, oh, let's go let Ren pet some stingrays, right? Like,
yeah,
that's what we did.
We did that,
which is cool, it's fun, it's just. Like, we would probably choose to do other things.
I would honestly go to Monterey Bay next time. But he wasn't quite old enough to really enjoy Monterey Bay. And I think he would have had a meltdown.
Yeah, I think by the time we get to, like, this summer, he's going to be old enough to enjoy a lot more.
Yeah.
He's already starting to have more curiosity, so.
Oh, yeah.
Like, It'll be cooler. We went to a burger spot yesterday too that we hadn't been to, which was actually decent.
It was decent. Old firehouse turned into a burger joint.
And then we came home because the baby hadn't napped. He did not nap all day yesterday. That was a disaster. And then we ordered like Korean food for dinner, which was actually really good. So
yeah, everything was fine and good and dandy. Like the food was good. The museum was decent. It is different when you have, this is my first birthday with the child.
Yeah.
So like, it's different because like you have nap time that you have to think about.
You're like, oh, we can't be out all day. We have to go home and we didn't really take a nap.
We were out all day and then like he didn't nap and that kind of like makes your birthday, I don't know, it's not that enjoyable if you have to have like a whiny child.
Like, and then he gets like angry and upset because he's tired and just starts like flailing around.
You're like, do you want to play? And then he's like, yeah, I kind of want to play.
But then he's like, I just want you to hold me.
And then he's like whining. You're like, I guess you don't want to play. You want me to hold you? And then you're like, yeah, I want you to hold me. You're holding him and he's whining and you're like.
And then he's like trying to pull your hair out and bite your face.
And you're like, yeah, I want to eat. And he's like whining while he's eating. You're like, why are you whining? It's like, you want to sleep? And he's like goes and he's whining in his room because he doesn't want to sleep. And I'm like, I don't know what you want, man.
Which he did just cut his first tooth last week. So he's like very actively teething right now too. So it's just like. You're like, okay, you're tired.
And I get it. You hurt. That would be really tough not being able to speak and have like troubles.
I know. We should teach him how to say owie. When you're like, do you hurt? And then he could be like, owie.
That's not the word I want him to learn first. I want him to learn stop first.
We've been trying to teach him, oh yeah.
So that when Lindsay goes to tickle him, he can say stop.
I tried to tickle him earlier today to get a smile out of him. And he just gave me like grump face. Okay. Okay. So let's talk about some stuff going on in the news. There is the hardcore rock band called Lorona. And their singer just got let go from the band because he was dosing one of his bandmates pre-workout with high doses of estrogen for the past 5 months.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
And the reasoning was he wanted to steal the guy's fiance.
Oh, that's not good.
So he was trying to like make the bandmate more feminine so that the girl would break up with him so that he could swoop in on the fiance.
That's like super elaborate. Like,
I mean, it's horrible. It's super horrible. And like, obviously he should be fired from the band and he should like be reprimanded for that. But like, the fact that he sat there and he's like, how am I going to get the woman of my dreams? Oh, I will douse my bandmate stuff with his pre-workout with estrogen for months. And then eventually.
I'd be curious as to what his bandmate looks like now.
I know, like the before and after.
Like months of estrogen pre-workout doused.
We were just joined by a guest on this episode. So if you hear little whines, it is Ren.
Yeah, our little baby woke up, so he's all excited. He's ready to go. He might have some stuff to say.
He's like, there's lots going on in the news. He's like, where is Kate Middleton?
Where is she? Where's Britney Spears?
That was my other question. But okay, so Kate Middleton, they announced she had abdominal surgery in December, right? She's not been seen since. And then there was a photo that was posted on Backgrid that's supposedly her and her mom in this SUV. But then it's like super grainy. And they're like, if she's driving towards the paparazzi, and like Backgrid means they called the paparazzi.
Yeah.
So like they called the paparazzi, they're driving towards the paparazzi, but they're super grainy photos. And then when people like make the photos less grainy, like they go through all the process to like Photoshop it less grainy. Like it's definitely not her face.
Weird.
So it's kind of like, well, like what, like where is she? And why would they fake a photo op?
Huh.
Like super weird. And it's very like Britney Spears-ish where they keep being like, look, she was seen out and about. And you're like, that's not even her.
I know.
Like, where are these people? Like what is happening?
There's like a lot of weird, shady stuff happening right now in politics and outside of politics, just in like general in the United States. I'm like, shady conspiracies.
And like how many people are using like AI to like make it seem like people are certain places.
I'm not even worried about that because
I'm pretty good at telling what's AI and what's real. But
I was gonna say I don't want to say that I can tell, but I can definitely feel like something's up, right? Like if, cause something's out of place, like maybe the AI is perfect, but like I ask questions like, why are they here? Like, why are they saying this? Like,
well, what
are they
doing? There's like a photo here that's supposedly Britney Spears and her mom like sitting on a couch, and it's like, the photo looks fine, but then you're like, why do these people look completely lifeless and just like just soulless? Exactly. And then you're like, oh, because it was AI generated and they're not real people. So you're feeling nothingness from them.
Exactly. That's how I feel with AI generated art. And I'm like, even though I can tell, I can't, maybe can't tell that it's not real or whatever. It's hard to say exactly. It's something's off, you know?
Oh my gosh. Did you hear about that Willy Wonka experience?
I did, where they basically CGI'd an experience.
Yeah, they made a bunch of AI photos of like a Willy Wonka experience, and people showed up for the experience, and it was like an empty warehouse with like a few random like photo, like
it was like creepo zone, and they called the cops.
Yeah,
super funny.
And all the like actors who were hired were like, it was super weird, and we didn't get paid.
Oh no!
And like, yeah, I can pretty much guarantee those people are getting sued. They're, even if they give the money back to everybody, like, super sketch.
Yeah, I mean, it probably was in good faith. Mm. Like, they were like, oh, this is going to be awesome.
And like, then they just, like, didn't have the skills to actually put it together.
Well, they probably made the CGI thing. They showed it to the head guy, and he's like, whoa, awesome. That's going to bring so much people in. And then they're like, cool, I'll put it out on a tabloid or whatever. And then he's like, yeah, we'll figure out how to make it cool later.
Yeah, I don't know if they just didn't have the budget to do anything they wanted to, or didn't have the skills to like get the stuff. Or
I was looking at the CGI photo of it, and I was like, they don't even, it doesn't make sense because they have, you know how like lighting is, right?
Yeah.
Like you have to have a place for the light to shoot and make those, that light on that stuff, mm-hmm. right? Like if you have a really cool mushroom, like when you go to Disneyland and you take the Winnie the Pooh ride,
yeah,
there's a ton of lighting done in there to make that effect of like that acid trip effect. Or
well, all of the rides just have like perfect lighting to like highlight certain.
And that's what makes it cool. Like that stuff without the lighting would just be like kind of creepy.
Yeah, pretty much all of Disneyland would be creepy without like good lighting.
Yeah. So they probably actually pay. That's probably where like the most of their budget goes, is to like the lighting experts.
Yeah. So that's basically all of our main hot topics for today. We will talk to you in just a few days for another, you know, big thing. We'll talk about the elections and, you know, Super Tuesday and all of that on our next episode of Wine 30.